Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Your life, God's project. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. 2 Timothy 2:21. Stir up, hold fast, be strong, endure hardness, study, shun, flee. At first glance, the Christian life might appear to be a do-it-yourself project until you try it and discover how inadequate your own strength is. But God never asks of you what He has not first empowered you to do, a truth John Calvin understood. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. It is clear beyond contradiction that we are called to holiness. But the calling and duty of Christians is one thing, and it is another to have the power to make it happen. We do not deny that the faithful are required to purify themselves, but that this is a matter which belongs to the Lord, he declares himself, when through the prophet Ezekiel he promises to send forth the Holy Spirit that we may be cleansed. Ezekiel 36:25-26. Therefore, we should beseech the Lord to purge us rather than vainly attempt such a matter in our own strength without his aid. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 through 26.
Keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed or who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teaching will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have departed from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription: The Lord knows those who are His. And everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, and some for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed, in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will.
It is one thing to read the Word of God, it is another to live it. Enthusiasm is easier than obedience, but it takes more than zeal and grim determination to become an instrument useful to the master. For that you need strength, which only the master can supply. Strength to stay morally clean and spiritually sensitive. The world would label such a lifestyle narrow. God calls it holy, and He is calling you to it today.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.